Zanevatero, horami a nevatero, řekami, leží kraj líbezny, jak z reklamy.
Welcome to this week's Sound Check, a Radio Prague series where we teach you useful Czech words and phrases through songs. Today we will listen to Tomáš Klus's song Panu Bohu do oken. And since this is the presidential election weekend, we will focus on words connected with voting. The word to look for first is volič.
Aby ochránil voliče občana před kapitalistickýma zrůdama. Tak jedni kradou pro lidi a druzí.
Volič means voter, and the word for election also comes from the same root, and it is volby. In a different context, volby is the plural of the word volba, which simply means choice. The author of the song feels that voliči, the voters, get very few real choices when it comes to politics. In the excerpt you just heard, Klus sarcastically sings about politicians who are trying to protect the občan from capitalistic monsters. Občan means citizen, and in the Czech Republic, only citizens can vote in most of the elections. So when you go to vote, you would have to show your občanský průkaz, or a citizen's ID, in order to be able to throw in your hlasovací lístek, or ballot, literally voting ticket. Hlas can mean either your voice or the vote you give to a candidate. When Czechs go to vote, they say jít k urnám, which means to go to the ballot box, literally. Urna, though, also has a second morbid meaning. It is a funeral urn. If we keep listening to the song, we can also learn about some aspects of the candidates that may be important to voters. Of course, most voters want their president to be slušný, or polite and respectable. But in this song that came out about 2 years ago at a time of deep disappointment and frustration with the preceding parliamentary elections, Klus says that his country has exchanged slušnost for hrubost, or crassness and incivility. One of the candidates in the current presidential election has sometimes been called slušňák, or Mr. Nice Guy, which has at times played to his advantage, and in others not so much. Klus continues his disgruntled ditty by accusing Czechs of not taking their future into their own hands. Here we will see a version of the word to vote, volit, or in this case, zvolit, in a slightly different context. In this case, zvolit just means to choose, but it can also mean to vote for someone. The lyrics blame the Czech nation, národ, for choosing vyčkávací taktika, which literally translates as delay tactics. Klus is trying to say that Czechs often complain about politics and the cards they've been dealt, but usually wait for someone else, often the mythical knights from the Blaník Hill, to resolve the situation. But today, you can see for yourself if Tomáš Klus is right this time. As you watch the results, or výsledky, of the presidential election come in from the different volební okrsky, or electoral districts. Maybe Czechs will surprise themselves. And the volební účast, or voter turnout, literally participation, will surpass even the impressive results from the first round elections 2 weeks ago.
Mezi pány panuje věčná neschoda, jeden se z vrchu, tož druhý musí ze spoda, aby ochránil voliče občana před kapitalistickýma zrůdama. Tak jedni kradou pro lidi a druzí od lidí, případné aférky se pod stůl odklidí, hlavně dodržovat všechny zásady, nejlíp se špína kydá za zády. Léta už tajím svoji příslušnost, zemi, co vyměnila hrubost za slušnost, bo se mi nelíbí moc. morální předloj, čili papa.